Students, today's lesson is about writing graphs. This lesson comes under the competency level 7.9, writing compositions. Children, in this lesson, we learn about the words, phrases, and verbs needed to describe bar graphs in a very simple way for official purposes. At the same time, we learn how to write a bar graph easily. All right, children, shall we start the lesson today? Look at step 1, children. Here we have to sort the given words and phrases into two columns. They are words, phrases, and verbs. Students, let's read the given words and phrases. Bar graph, bar chart, pie chart, table. Is, are. Horizontal axis, x-axis. Shows, depicts. Vertical axis, y-axis. Like, the highest, the most, majority. Do, the least, the lowest, minority. Many, more, higher. Less, lower. Equal. Children, you have to separate them. Have you separated them? Let's see whether you got them correct. These words come under words, phrases. Bar graph, bar chart, pie chart, table. Horizontal axis, x-axis. Vertical axis, y-axis. The highest, the most, majority. The least, the lowest, minority. Many, more, higher. Less, lower, equal. Did you get them correct, children? These words come under the verbs is and are, shows, depicts, like, do. Children, all these are present tense verbs. Step 2. Children, let's look at step 2. Let's match the words and phrases in A and C. Write the matching words and phrases in B. We need these matching phrases when we write graphs. Let's try to match these. an example is given. The highest percentage. The highest can be used with percentage of students and number of students. So we can say the highest percentage of students or the highest number of students. We can say most number of students. But remember, children, we don't say most percentage of students. We can also say the lowest number of students and the lowest percentage of students. It is correct to say the majority of the students. We can also say the majority. We can also say the majority. It is correct to say the minority of the students. We can also say the minority. We can also say the minority. Next, we have many. It matches with many students. Then we have more. More goes with more students and more than. Higher is used with higher number, higher percentage, and higher than. Remember, children, higher number, higher percentage, higher than. The word less is used with less percentage of students. The word lower can be used with lower number of students and lower percentage of students. Then the word equal can be used with equal number of students or equal percentage of students. The word equal can be used with equal number of students or equal percentage of students. Dear students, now let's read this question and fill in the blanks using the information in the question and graph. Students, you have to observe the graph and read the question. There are clues in the graph and in the question. They will help you to fill in the blanks of the close passage. I will read the passage with the answers. You can check your answers now. This is a bar graph. That's the example, children. It is given to us. It shows how the grade 10 students of Anand College get information. The x-axis shows the sources of information. They are internet, newspapers, books, magazines, TV, and radio. The y-axis shows the number of students. The highest number of students get information from books. 30 students read books. The least number of students get information from radio. 5 students get information from radio. The number of students who get information from TV is more than the number of students who get information from internet. 25 students watch TV while 20 students use internet. Equal number of students get information from newspapers and magazines. 10 students read newspapers and magazines respectively. According to the bar graph, the students of Anand College use many sources to get information. Students, I think you have got the correct answers. Always remember to observe the graph and read the question, since you can get many clues to write about a graph. Students, look at step 4. Remember to follow the steps when reading and describing a bar graph. First paragraph. Number 1. First, write whether it is a graph, chart, or a table. Secondly, refer to the question and write the second sentence. If it is a graph, write about the x-axis and name the things in it. Then write about the y-axis. Second paragraph. Firstly, you have to introduce the highest or most detail and give the figure. Then introduce the least or lowest detail and give the figure. Next, write about the many or more detail and give the figure. After, write about the equal detail and give the figure. Third paragraph. Now write the concluding sentence. Children, remember to follow this order when you are describing a graph. It will be easier for you then. Children, we have come to the last step. There is a question to describe a graph. Let's read the question. The following bar chart shows the 6 hobbies of the teenagers in an urban school. Study the bar chart and write a description about it. Use about 100 words. The following words will help you. Equal, most, least, many, few. Remember, children, at the exam, you have to use the same number of words that you should use to describe the graph, and remember to use the words that are given to describe the graph. Okay, children, I think you must have written an answer to this question. I am going to give you an example. Listen, see whether this matches your answer. This is a bar graph. It shows the 6 hobbies of the teenagers in an urban school. The y-axis depicts the number of students. The x-axis shows the hobbies. There are 6 hobbies. They are collecting stamps, playing cricket, bird watching, playing computer games, watching TV, and reading novels. The most number of students like watching TV. 60 students watch TV. The least number of students love reading novels. 5 students read novels. Equal number of children like playing cricket and playing computer games. 40 children play cricket and computer games respectively. Many children collect stamps. The number is 30. Only a few students like bird watching. Only 10 like that hobby. According to the bar graph, we can see that the teenagers do many activities as their hobbies. Okay, children, you can match your answer with what I have given you. With that, we've come to the end of our lesson today. I think this lesson must have been very useful to all the grade 10 students.